Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
Who is your favorite player that wore jersey number 91 in NFL history? Well, hopefully they'll be on our list because we have a top 10 list of the greatest players that wore NFL jersey number 91. And they're coming up in just a moment.
This is the Pigskin Daily History Dispatch, a podcast that covers the anniversaries of American football events throughout history on a day-to-day basis. Your host, Darren Hayes, is podcasting from America's North Shore to bring you the memories of the gridiron one day at a time. So as we come out of the tunnel of the Sports History Network, let's take the field and go no huddle through the portal of positive gridiron history with PigskinDispatch.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at SportsHistoryNetwork.com.
Hello, my football friends. This is Darren Hayes of PigskinDispatch.com, your portal to positive football history. Welcome once again to the Pigpen. We are in our Jersey by Numbers series, and we are on jersey number 91 in this episode. And what a bunch of great players we get to talk about today. Now, some of them we're going to talk about in some other episodes, and this is the case of our one of our Hall of Famers today, because the Pro Football Hall of Fame, a place where we normally start, has two individuals that they say wore jersey number 91 during their NFL careers that made it into Canton, Ohio's museum. And they are Reggie White and Kevin Green. The first thing you're going to say is, Reggie White, he wore number 92. Well, that is absolutely correct. And that's my point exactly. We're going to talk about him very extensively in our jersey number 92 episode, which comes up tomorrow with Kyle Smith of the USFL Project. We'll talk a little bit about Reggie's USFL career, as well as his great NFL career where he wore number 91 for the majority of that. And so we will, don't be fearful or anything, because he wore 92 for 15 years. He wore jersey number 91 for one season. But he is on this list. He is a Hall of Famer, and we're going to mention him. Matter of fact, I guess from what I gather, there was a player that was a reserve player for Philadelphia, Smiley Creswell, that wore the number 92 in 1985 for the Philadelphia Eagles. When Reggie White arrived with the Philadelphia Eagles after playing for the Memphis Showboats of the USFL, and Creswell played three games there, and then I'm not sure what happened to him. He was no longer with the team, but it was mid-season by that point. Probably White could not change his jersey number because he definitely wanted to wear the number 92, we believe, and he was able to do that at the off-season after his first year in the NFL. So year number two, 1986, is when he put on a 92. But let's take a look, as long as we're talking about Reggie White, to see what did he do as a jersey number 91. Well, he ended up having 13 sacks in that year. And, you know, he had two fumble recoveries. And he played in 12 games of the 13 that he was on the squad for. I believe that might have been a shortened season, possibly because of injury he may have suffered. I don't believe that was a strike year. That was 1987. And, you know, but Reggie White still put up excellent numbers for his first year in the NFL. Of course, one year of pro football under his belt, a season anyway, with the USFL, which was a highly competitive league that he played there. So he really brought some great numbers to the Philadelphia Eagles in his first season. And he is going to, you know, definitely puts up numbers like that. I don't care if he wore it for one year or not. We are going to place him on our list of top 10 greatest number 91s in NFL history, because I think he was that significant to what he did in that one season. You know, it's not always how long you do something. It's you know, what is the quality of the work? And his quality of work was extremely well to have 13 sacks in the National Football League in your first 12 games in the league. The other player that is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame that wore number 91 is Kevin Green. And Kevin Green, Man, he is, we lost him much too early. He just died a little less than a year ago in December of 2020 at the age of 58. He was coaching in the NFL at the time. But he came on with the Los Angeles Rams in 1985 and played with the Rams and through the 1992 season. And then he went 3 years in Pittsburgh, 93, 94, 95. They went to Super Bowl 30 in that time frame. A very good defense he was teamed up on. And then 96, he was a Carolina Panther. Went to San Francisco for a few games in 97. 98, 99, back with the Carolina Panthers to end his career. But he had a tremendous career, 5 Pro Bowls, and of course being in the Hall of Fame. He ended up having 160 sacks. Reggie White, on the other hand, had 198 sacks plus what he had in the USFL. So, far behind Reggie White, but very high on the list of total sack leaders from the linebacker defensive end position for Kevin Green. Can't say much enough about him. Came out of Auburn and played for all those many seasons, 15 seasons with that number 91. So very tremendous player. He will be our second player that we will place on our list. And I, Kevin Green, I just always remember the man had just such a passion and a motor for the game. Like I said, when he came to the Steelers, he had been in the league for 7 or 8 years. He was very well established at that point. But those 3 years as a Pittsburgh Steeler, when I really got to watch him a lot, when he got a sack, boy, did he get fired up, and he just fired up all the players around him that were his teammates. And, man, they had a great defense then. So, yeah, definitely Kevin Green on our list here. Now, Leslie O'Neal is another excellent player that's on our list. He is not in the Hall of Fame, so now we're in the players that are not yet in the Hall of Fame. But Leslie O'Neal, he came to the San Diego Chargers in the draft in 1986. He had an injured knee his second season, didn't play at all his second season, and then stayed with the Chargers through the 95 season. Went to the St. Louis 96 and 97, and then last 2 years in Kansas City, 98 and 99. So 9 years as a Charger. He had 132 and a half sacks. I told you, we got some great totals here. We're well up over 400 and almost 450 sacks just with the first three men we talked about on our list here between Reggie White, Leslie O'Neal, and Kevin Green. Just tremendous pressure they put on a quarterback and made life really miserable for these guys. They're all playing about in the same era too, which is really remarkable. So, Leslie O'Neal, he was the 1986 AP Defensive Rookie of the Year, made it to 6 Pro Bowls himself, and he was in the first round, the 8th overall pick by the Chargers in the 86 draft. And just his measurables, 6'4", 275 pounds, and defensive end, linebacker, again, just a great player. And I think possibly we might see him get into Hall one of these days too, in one of the more senior classes that they get in here. Now, Fletcher Cox, he's another great player, defensive tackle that's still playing in the league. And he has been with the Philadelphia Eagles since the 2012 season. And so far in his career, he has 54 and a half sacks. He is just a run stuffer right up the middle. 6 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro, Super Bowl championship on that great run that Philadelphia had just a few years ago. And Fletcher Cox, he is definitely one of the names that are mentioned that strike fear into offensive coordinators and keep them up all night trying to make game plans. And just his great play. He's still got a ways to go here in his career. He's got a great motor, so we're going to see some more out of this man. But, don't just take it by his sack totals, because what he brings to a defense, he draws the double teams and makes the players around him just that much better, because what a tremendous player he is at the defensive tackle position. So I think those two players too, both Leslie O'Neal and Fletcher Cox, we're going to put those two on our list too, also. So there's 4 of our top 10 right there. Now, another player we want to talk about, that's Tomba Hali. Now, Tomba, another fantastic player that just has a defensive end mindset and plays that position. Came out of Penn State University and came with the Kansas City Chiefs in 2006 and stayed with them through the 2017 season. And during his career, 89 and a half sacks, 5 Pro Bowls, and 460 solo tackles. That is just some great numbers for this man. 596 total with combined tackles. He played defensive end, again, a little bit of right outside linebacker when the Chiefs went to the 4-3. To the 3-4 defense. And, you know, he had a great motor. He was born in Gabania, Liberia. You know, so came from a country that did not have football as one of their main sports. And when he came to the States, boy, did he ever learn how to play the game. And, just did a great job of it. So we're going to put him on our standby list. Some great numbers, and I think he's got a good chance of making our top 10. We're going to put him on standby while we look at some of these other candidates. Next player up, well, that's Aaron Smith, one of my favorites that are on this list, as well as Kevin Green. Another Pittsburgh Steeler. 1999, he came in the league with the Steelers, played with them through the 2011 season, and what a great defensive end he was listed as. You know, particularly, it was a 5 technique, played a little bit of 3 technique in that 3-4 defense they played, but he was just a great Manic, just a 2-gapping defensive end that really could hold up his side of the defensive line, eat up some blocks for those backers to flow in there. 1 Pro Bowl, a 2-time Super Bowl champion, 44 sacks to his career, but that's not what he was really noted for. He had 344 solo tackles, and like I said, he really clogged up the middle, 481 combined tackles. Had some injury problems the last 3 years of his career. I think he ended up tearing a bicep or a pectoral muscle in each of those 3 final years in the league with the Steelers, ended up forcing him into an earlier retirement. And what a sad day that was, because he was really an anchor to that defensive line that made some of those linebackers behind him look very, very good. And they were very good, but made him look even better because he could eat up some of those blocks. Aaron Smith's another one that we're going to take a close look at the end here. We'll put him on our short list. And our next player is Cameron Wake. Cameron was a linebacker that came out of Penn State also, and he ended up not making it in the NFL right away. He ended up going north of the border in the Canadian Football League, and then after the tremendous career that he had up there, there were some teams clamoring for his services as a linebacker, an outside linebacker, and the Miami Dolphins finally lured him away from the CFL in 2009, and he played with that team all the way to 2018 and had one final year in 2019 with the Tennessee Titans. And during his career, he had 100 and a half sacks in the NFL in that shortened career, 282 solo tackles, 5 Pro Bowls, 1 time as an All-Pro, and man, this guy really had a great motor too. Very good, very bendy, could get around that corner, had a couple great pass rushing moves to beat up on the tackles a little bit and get by them and get some hits on the quarterback. And Cameron Wake, another great one, and another one we're going to take a look at the end here as we get closer to our deliberations, but I think he's got another one's got a great chance. Robert Porche, he's another one, defensive end, defensive tackle. 3 Pro Bowls to his name, came out of South Carolina State. He had 95 and a half sacks during his career and wore that number 91 his whole career with the Detroit Lions, 1992 to 2003. And man, 435 solo tackles, 602 combined tackles, and another just solid player, one of the real bright spots on that Detroit Lions defense. And 6'3", 266 pounds, and what a force to be reckoned with this man was when he played. And another one that we're going to put on our short list to get into deliberations on, and I don't know how we can keep him off either, but there are some more great players, and one of them being Ryan Kerrigan, the left outside linebacker that currently is with the Philadelphia Eagles, and he played with the Washington franchise from 2011 to 2020. This is his first year with Philadelphia after he was left that team. And so far in his career, 95 and a half sacks. He has been to 4 Pro Bowls himself, came out of Purdue University, and 6'4", 267 pounds. Another guy with a great motor that's always in on all plays. You know, he has 330 solo tackles out of 454 combined tackles in his career so far, and he is still notching up some more of those tallies to both of those totals, and we'll see what he does. Another one to keep in mind when we get here near the end. Another great defensive lineman, defense tackle, defensive end, had 11 years wearing jersey number 91, was Chester McLaughlin. He played with the Raiders organization from 1992 through the 1997 season, and then spent 3 years in Kansas City, 2 more years in the Denver Broncos, and 1 final year, 2003, with the New York Jets. And during his career, 51 sacks, 484 solo tackles, 4 Pro Bowls, 1 time as an All-Pro out of Clemson University, 6'3", 334 pounds. A great, another great player that just ate up some blocks and helped out the rest of his teammates. Now, 3 of those years, the 3 in Kansas City, he wore jersey number 75, and also with the New York Jets, he wore 75. So his 91 was limited to when he was the Raiders and Denver Broncos player. And just a great career he had there. He's another one that we'll keep an eye on when we get near the end here. Justin Tuck, the famous New York Giant, his last 2 years were with the Oakland Raiders. But 2005 came in with the Giants. He came out of University of Notre Dame. And during his career, he had 66.5 sacks, 354 solo tackles, 2 Pro Bowls, 1 All-Pro, those 2 Super Bowl champions with the Giants, and very much a great force as a defensive end. 6'5", 265 pounds as a Giant. Another great player. Will Smith, another big defensive end. New Orleans Saints 2004 to 2012. 67.5 sacks for him, 329 solo tackles, 463 combined tackles. He came out of the Ohio State, 6'3", 282 pounds, 67.5 sacks, 1 Pro Bowl, 1 Super Bowl championship with New Orleans, and another tremendous player that we'll have to look at the end here. Tommy Harris Jr., Baby Saf, they called him. 2004, he came in with the Chicago Bears and stayed with them through the 2010 season. 2011, he played with the San Diego Chargers. 31.5 sacks, 187 solo tackles, 3 Pro Bowls. He came out of Oklahoma, that was his college, and 6'3", 295-pound defensive tackle. Great career for Tommy Harris. And Leonard Little, another great one. 1998, came in with the St. Louis Rams and stayed there all the way through the 2009 season. And during his career, 87.5 sacks, 334 solo tackles, 390 combined, 1 Pro Bowl, an All-Pro, and a Super Bowl championship. Leonard Little wore the jersey for 9 seasons in the NFL. So, some great players there that went on a whirlwind tour of just discussing. And we still have more to talk about because there's some more great 91s. How about we mention Jeff Cross, a great defensive end that played for the Miami Dolphins 1988 to 1995. He had 59.5 sacks, made it to a Pro Bowl then. Great player. Another one to discuss is Robert Gethers, a defensive end, Cincinnati Bengals, his entire career, 2004 to 2014, and he had 34 sacks, 184 solo tackles out of the University of Georgia, 6'3", 286-pound defensive end. No Pro Bowls, but a tremendous player. Another one, Brian Noble, linebacker from Arizona State, played for the Green Bay Packers from 1985 to 1993, 14 sacks during his career, did not have any Pro Bowls or All-Pro appearances, still a very solid motor. Seth Payne, the defensive tackle, nose tackle, that came out of the Cornell University, 1997 to 2006. Who was Jacksonville for 5 years and for Houston for 5 years with the Texans. And he ended up having 17.5 sacks, 247 solo tackles. Very solid career for him. Sheldon Richardson, very good player. A defensive tackle that played with the New York Jets from 2013 through 2016. 2017 played with Seattle, 2018 with Minnesota, 2 years in Cleveland, and then one final year, or I'm sorry, he is currently playing with the Minnesota Vikings in 2021. So far in his career, 31 sacks, 273 solo tackles, one Pro Bowl, and the 2013 AP Defensive Rookie of the Year out of the University of Missouri. Very solid player there for sure. Stephon Tuitt, another player that's still going, a Notre Dame product, defensive tackle, came with the Pittsburgh Steelers 2014, still going with them strong. He ended, has 34 and a half sacks so far, 176 solo tackles, but boy, does he make havoc on an offensive line. Really a great penetrator, 6'3", 303 pounds, and just knows how to smell out that football and put a little pressure on the quarterback, make him move around in the pocket. So, just those tremendous players to talk about. You know, Brady Smith, another great player that we need to discuss here. You know, Brady, coming off of that defensive line as from his defensive end position, 1996 came in with the New Orleans Saints through 99, and was an Atlanta Falcon all the way through 2005, so 6 years with the Falcons. 45 sacks, 217 solo tackles for him. And man, we could keep going. There is a lot of great players still on here. But I think we're going to sort of limit it to these fellows that we've talked about so far. And, so far we already have four players that are on our list: Reggie White, Kevin Green, Leslie O'Neill, Fletcher Cox. Well, I'm going to put Tom Bahali on there as our fifth player, a great player that he was. I think Cameron Wake is our sixth player that needs to go on there. Robert Porche, he is going to go on there. Aaron Smith at our number eight position. And I'm going to go with Ryan Kerrigan as our ninth, and Chester McLaughlin as our 10th. And that is our great 10 best players in NFL history that wore jersey number 91. And, what a great collection of players they are, all from that defensive side of the ball, and all knew how to make a tackle and, do their jobs. And they did it well. And I think we may see one or two more of them getting into the Pro Football Hall of Fame here during our lifetime. So we appreciate you joining us today and following us in the series. If you have missed any of these, please just go to pigskindispatch.com, type in the football by numbers, or up in the top menu, you can look under football history and then choose jersey numbers, and you'll see all the jersey numbers there listed. This has been a very popular series, and we have all of our podcasts attached to the blog article, so don't be afraid to do there. You can also find us on your favorite podcast provider and on the sportshistorynetwork.com, where we are one of a couple dozen great podcasters bringing you sports history from all genres and eras of sports. It is the headquarters of Sports Yesteryear, sportshistorynetwork.com, and we thank you for giving your patronage, your listenership, and just enjoying these great history on the game of football with these great players that wore jersey number 91 today. And until tomorrow, everybody, have a great gridiron day. At the Sports History Network, we're all about sports yesteryear, and so we're so pleased to introduce you to Row One, an online memorabilia gallery and shop that brings you sports history to life anywhere. The Row One gallery includes over 5,200 gorgeously reproduced prints of team posters, game program covers, game tickets, advertisements, and more in baseball, pro and college football, pro and college basketball, and more. And any gallery item may be printed in a variety of sizes on wood, metal, canvas, acrylic, or poster paper. And in Row One shop, check out the thousands more of you unique items with a retro and historical designs dating back to 1876, including t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, phone cases, mugs, blankets, pillows, towels, and even shower curtains. Go to sportshistorynetwork.com, ROW number one, for access to the full Row One catalog, and for gallery prints and gift items, plus get a 15% discount off all prints on the Row One Pictorum Gallery with coupon code SHN15. Follow the link on the show notes. Peeking up at the clock, the time's running down. We're going to go into victory formation, take a knee, and let this baby run out. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back tomorrow for the next podcast. we invite you to check out our website, pigskindispatch.com, not only to see the daily football history, but to experience positive football with our many articles on the good people of the game, as well as our own football comic strip, Cleat Marks Comics. Pigskindispatch.com is also on social media outlets, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel to get all of your positive football news and history. Special thanks to the talents of Mike and Gene Monroe, as well as Jason Neff, for letting us use their music during our podcast.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com. Hey there, Sports History fan. This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.